welcome to DOS Nostalgia. I'm Anatoly and I invite you to the wonderful world of MS-DOS gaming. The first game I picked is a game I've been playing since I was a little kid. It's called Alley Cat. Originally released in 1983 for Atari 800 computer, it was later ported to the IBM PC platform by IBM itself. I've never played the original, and even though from what I understand it is superior to its DOS counterpart in pretty much every way, I still have an attachment to this version. The game itself is basically a collection of minigames. This is your main alley screen. It acts as a passageway to other minigames. There is your life counter, your score, and the current high score. The object of the screen is to get into open windows. This might prove a bit tricky since there's all kinds of obstacles. First, there's this dog. It appears if you stand on the ground too long. Then there's a cat that randomly appears from trash cans and kicks you off them, and then the dog gets you. Once you make it to the upper level of the screen by jumping on the trash cans and avoiding the dog and the cat, you still get to deal with a whole bunch of stuff. You have the junk that people throw out of the windows, moving ropes and mice, which you can catch for bonus points, but if you're hanging on the rope and one happens to run by, you're out of luck. Once you make it into one of the open windows, you get to play one of the minigames. Here's a room with a fish tank in it. Once you jump in, your task is to catch all the fish while avoiding electric eels. Be careful not to run out of air. This room has a bird cage. You have to knock it down first and then catch the bird. Depending on your luck, this might prove either very challenging or not at all. In this one, you have to swipe three plants off the top of the bookcase without hitting the spider. This is not one of my favorite rooms. I'm not really sure why. It just doesn't stand out as much as all the other ones do. Now, here's a room I remember being very scared of when I was a kid. The room with a whole bunch of dogs. You need to drink all their milk without waking them up. And once you stay close to them, their eyes start to open, and once the dog has both of its eyes open, you're dead. I could never beat this room when I was a kid. Here is probably my favorite room. I just love the giant cheese. The goal is to catch all the mice, and using the action button, you can climb through the holes in the cheese, and as a kid, I always thought it was like the best feature in the world. All of the rooms have two common enemies. First, it's a dog from the street. Yes, it did follow you right into the apartment building. Then there is a broom. It follows you everywhere and tries to sweep you out of the window and back on the street. But it's easily distracted by the paw prints you leave on the floor. Make sure to leave a lot to keep it occupied. Once you finish a minigame, you find yourself back on a street screen, but now open windows have an attractive female cat in them. On the screen, you have to make your way to the top while avoiding other cats. There's also those cupids whose arrows turn your heart path from solid to broken, and you can only walk on solid parts. When you make it to the female cat, you're congratulated with a quick animation, and then you're off to the next level. The only screen that changes is the alley screen. Here's the alley on different levels. Kitten, house cat, tom cat, and alley cat. Things become a little harder in minigames with each level, but the gameplay stays the same. What happens after you beat Alley Cat? Well, ask me 15 years ago and I couldn't tell you, but now I know that the game just basically loops. The levels go backwards, but the difficulty still increases with each one, so it's one of those games that just goes on forever. Not that it makes it bad. Why do I like this game? Well, I think it was one of the first I ever played that consisted of mini-games, and as a kid it kept me interested. Also, even with its ancient CGA graphics, there was a lot of stuff going on screen at the time, and it just looked cool. It's a cute little game. It's a bit hard to come by, but it runs just fine in DOSBox, so if you have a chance, give it a try. Well, this is it for the first episode of DOS Nostalgia. I hope you liked it. And feel free to leave a comment with a game you'd like to see or just any suggestions. Don't judge this episode too harshly, it was a bit rushed, but there is more in the way. I'm Anatoly, thank you for watching.